Books on Tape presents The Rising Tide by Jeff Shara, read by Paul Michael. To the reader. When I began to think about writing a series of novels dealing with the Second World War, one obvious question came to mind. What could I possibly add that hasn't already been written about so many times before? I felt I knew much about the history of the war, certainly the high points, Pearl Harbor, D-Day, the Holocaust. I knew who Patton was and Rommel, Eisenhower, Hitler, Mussolini, and Churchill. I've seen films about fictitious characters with names like Mr. Roberts and Private Ryan, that to some are as familiar as the figures in our high school textbooks. But when I began digging into the research, the diaries and memoirs, the personal lives of the characters I hoped to use in this story, I found out that I didn't know nearly as much as I thought I did. What I also found was a story. None of my books are comprehensive accounts of a historical event, the detailed blow-by-blow, fact-upon-fact that you'll find in a textbook. My goal is to find a few voices and to tell their story through their eyes, to put you in the same room with some of the most important and fascinating characters in our history. In this kind of story, there must be a variety of characters, different perspectives, different experiences. I focus not only on the famous, those men who changed history, but also the unknown, whose experiences mirrored the experiences of thousands, or hundreds of thousands, just like them. The events are real. The history is accurate. The conversations are often from recorded memories. But this is a novel by definition, because I take you into the characters' minds, using dialogue and action to tell a story as they might have told it themselves.